This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Far Cry 6, Lost Between Worlds DLC review. While Far Cry 6's previous DLCs may have put past villains from the series into the spotlight, the latest expansion returns to familiar territory in a different way, by totally jumping the shark. Dropping you back in the shoes of Danny Rojas, Lost Between Worlds is all about an alien entity called Phi that crash lands in Yara, creating a multitude of time rifts and portals to alternate dimensions. What ensues is a web of interconnected semi-roguelite levels that you are free to play through in any order you want. It's a genuinely fun way to bring an end to Danny's story that I found myself happily plowing through all 6 hours of in a single day, even if it did essentially feel like a watered-down version of the main game. Similar to how Far Cry 3 brought us the neon-dripped blood dragon, Far Cry 4 gave us a fantastical valley of yetis, and Far Cry 5 dropped us off on Mars, Lost Between Worlds isn't afraid to cap off Far Cry 6 by getting a bit weird. Phi's arrival scattered 5 shards into alternate dimensions, and it needs your help to find those shards and reassemble its ship to get off the planet. Thankfully, the mere process of shard collecting should save the world from ending as well. Convenient, right? The best way I found to have fun with Lost Between Worlds was to just immediately give in to a suspension of disbelief. There is no real explanation for an alien craft crashing onto Yara, and the sooner I realized that didn't matter, the sooner I was having fun, blasting away at the DLC's colorful crystalline enemies. Collecting shards means venturing through portals into destabilized twists on the real world called rifts. Each rift looks like a cool bizarro world version of Yara and is essentially a self-contained level with a unique quality that poses a new challenge. For example, one rift suffers from periodic lightning strikes, another features a slowly descending spiral of doom from the clouds, and another is totally pitch black other than the pink glow of the precious shard. While venturing through rifts, you can also collect sparkling glint fragments. When you die, you can spend glint to revive at the start of that rift if you have enough. Otherwise, death means you'll have to restart your entire run back at the beginning of the rift web with Phi. That's a welcome failsafe for anybody not as into a more traditional roguelike formula. But I didn't actually die very often throughout Lost Between Worlds, and rolled credits with a whopping 1,000 glint saved up. Outside of that handful of permanent gear upgrades, any weapons and gadgets you've collected along the way will be lost whenever you collect a shard or die trying. Since there are only a handful of weapons to find, I like this feature because it forces you to adapt to whatever is available rather than picking a favorite gun and never switching. In turn, that helps each rift remain entertaining even when you visit it for a second or third time. Since all of the rifts crisscross and interconnect in various ways, you don't even have to visit the same rift more than once or twice if you don't want to. For example, I absolutely hated the rift that requires you to swim around underwater, making you float from bubble to bubble while trying not to drown. It was plain annoying and tedious, like most water levels, so I just avoided it on all of my other shard collection journeys. I vastly prefer this style of premeditated variety over the procedural generation or random rift selection that Ubisoft could have opted for here, letting me play each scenario in the order I preferred. Lost Between Worlds' web of interweaving levels may be more restrictive than Far Cry 6's usual open world, but this wild new structure totally works. What Ubisoft lost in vast level design, they made up for with a creative alternate dimension concept that encourages replaying levels, unlocking new paths, and mixing up your approach. There isn't much to the story this time around, and the addition of color-coded enemies doesn't do much to shake up its otherwise untouched combat. But the interesting premise and engaging gameplay loop at least help this add-on outrank the previous villain-focused DLCs.
Spoken Lair.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.